Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we are talking all about the sales game. We're going to talk about five ways that right now today you can increase your sales. So I was on a sales meeting call today, and I'm on these calls at least 3 to 4 times a week. If I miss it, I try to tape it. I have a screen capture thing, so you know, I record it so that I can then go back over and either just listen to it or watch what they're talking about. And this particular organization, has, 150 million dollars worth of sales. They do online courses, they do sales training courses, they go into big Fortune 500 companies, these billion-dollar companies, and they train their salespeople on how to do sales. And you think to yourself, well, Steph, you're a dentist. You write books, you do business consulting, that kind of thing. Like, what does sales training really have to do with you? Well, if you think about it, everybody's in sales. You have a product or service that you represent or that you provide to the general public. And in order to do that, you have to make a sale. You have to trade your product or service for something of value. And in our society now, right, that equals money, okay? Now, if you're a small business owner, you can also trade services. It's the barter system. I do that all the time with people. You give me a chiropractic adjustment and I'll do some whitening or do a cleaning for you or something like that. Okay, so you can also exchange that way. But what we're talking about today is ways that you can increase your sales, because all of us have a product or service that we represent. And in today's society, post-COVID, things are just starting to open up, right? We're a couple months into this new economy kind of thing. People are still a little bit shy, gun shy, when it comes to making some type of sale, purchasing something, pulling the trigger on, whatever problem it is that they have that you can solve for them. And so all over the course of the last couple of weeks, with all these sales meetings that I've been attending, I'm like, you know what? I kind of put together 5 key points that I want to share with you guys today, because these 5 points, these 5 ways that you can increase your sales, you can actually start implementing today, right now. I myself, even in my dental business, I've implemented all of these things. In my training and consultant business, I'm really starting to get out there and kind of incorporate the same tactics that I use in my dental practice. A business is a business. It's just what you're selling or what you're providing solutions for that is different. But it's all the same type of thing. Business owners, business is business, okay? And the sales game really is the sales game. It's a numbers game. So how can we increase those numbers to give us more of a chance to actually exchange value to the customer in exchange for money in our pocket, a commission, our paycheck, whatever it is that we're exchanging? How can we increase our sales? The first thing that all these people have been talking about, all these sales guys, all these trainers, is you gotta increase action. Just like what I was talking about, sales is a numbers game. Okay, let's say your closing ratio is, 10%, and that might even be high. I don't know. In the dental game, my closing rate's probably, 75, 76%. okay? I know I have hard numbers on this, but I'm doing it off the top of my head. 75%, because I don't have to sell people very hard. They know something's broken. They know they want to improve something. They want to change something out. They can't chew. They can't eat. They're in pain. They're swollen. They're bleeding. Something's wrong with them that I know how to fix. And so exchanging with them, trying to almost like convince them that they have a problem that I can solve, really isn't a difficult thing for me to do. Now, moving into the coaching business, you know, providing products and services on that end for customers, for business owners, and also for individuals. Now, that's a different story. Sometimes they're not aware that they have those problems that you can solve for them. Sometimes they say, okay, Steph, you always talk about habits. Like, what the heck does that have to do with anything? Well, if you think about it, everything that we do becomes a habitual behavior, becomes a habitual thought, becomes a habitual belief. The way we focus our attention, the way we drive our car, the way we eat, we cook, the way we put on our clothes. There's certain things that we do. We, you know, put on our makeup in the morning for all the ladies out there. There's certain ways, the way you drive to work. There's a certain way you go. Why do you turn left and not right? Why do you turn right and not left? You know, we do this so that we can save energy, so we're not thinking about things. So that's how habitual activities and behaviors can alter how the results are going for your company, right? So if you can tweak those routines, then you can tweak your results, your sales, right? So what does that have to do with action? Well, sales is a numbers game. If you start tweaking the amount of action, the amount of activity you're doing in pertaining to how much sales you're getting, you can increase those numbers. You got to increase the action. So how do you get your sales? Do you have to make phone calls? Are you cold calling people? Is someone coming to your website and you've got a lead and you have to follow up with them? You have to call them. Are they just purchasing stuff online, which means your action means more marketing? Maybe you use social media to get yourself out there, to get yourself known. What actions do you take that are in direct correlation with making a sale? Whatever those actions are, that's what you have to increase. If you want to increase your sales, you're going to be working harder now. The economy's kind of weird. People are kind of weird right now. They're kind of sketchy. They're kind of hesitant. They're a little fearful. How can you make them comfortable? How can you make them certain that what you have to offer, your products or services, are going to handle their problems that they have? Whatever actions those are that connect you with a person that has money in their pocket, those are the actions that you need to take more of. And you're going to be probably taking more actions in a down economy. Remember the business cycle, right? I talk about the business cycle all the time. So business cycle. You've got the trough. You've got expansion. Then it hits a peak. And then you go to contraction. Okay? We kind of went from a peak to about the trough area, you know, within like a week or two. Right? When they started shutting everybody down. And then we were in the wall for a while where it was like, yeah, some companies were like, yeah, this is great. We're doing a great job. But other companies were like, holy crap, we're down here. How can I get into the expansion? We're in the expansion mode now. So what does that mean? That means you have to increase your action. You're hurting. You have to do more, probably for less outcomes, but you got to get that choo-choo train going up that hill, because at some point we're going to go back to the peak state and get up to the top and really start increasing things. But we have to do more activity down here where we are now, where we're starting to revamp the economy, where we're starting to, you know, get our businesses back on track so 2020 is not, you know, a wash. Everybody deserves to be profitable. Everybody deserves to have more money, more increase in their business, more profits in the bottom line. So how do we do that, right? You got to increase action. Number two, you got to delegate. Did I spell that right? Yeah. Delegate actions that are not tied directly to a sale. Okay? If you're a small business owner, this is a little easier to do, right? So you're not answering the phone calls, okay? If you are, then you need to hire somebody to do that. You should be bidding. You should be, you know, directing the work. And even then, you should be directly tied to somebody's money. For me, as a dentist, you know, I actually drill on your face and seal it up, right? I actually physically fix whatever the problem is, okay? But I'm not answering my phone. I'm not making people's appointments. I'm not suctioning. I'm not doing all kinds of other things that other employees do. I have delegated things that don't make me money, that aren't directly tied to a sale or helping somebody. That's what I do. Yes, I have to do some other things, marketing and a little bit of payroll and things like that. That also is partly delegated, but my main focus of my attention, my energy, and my time is spent directly with a patient who can exchange their money for my services. On the business side, I am directly responsible for networking with people that have businesses, that have money, that I can exchange my training with their money. I don't spend a lot of time, rearranging my desk. I don't spend a lot of time, checking emails, unless it's a networking email that we're trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to get somebody on my podcast, whatever it is, but it's directly tied to somebody that could be a potential customer. What can you delegate? Let's say you work for a big company. You don't have any employees, right? You are the employee. Are you spending your workday hours, the time that you have available between, 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. when most businesses are open? Are you spending those hours during the day doing paperwork? Traveling back and forth to appointments? Checking your email, filing your nails. I mean, what activities are you doing that aren't directly tied to a sale, a presentation, a networking call? Those are the activities you need to get rid of. Do those after hours. Do those before you go to work. Plan your day. Look at the progress that you've had at the end of the day. How close are you to your sales quota? You don't do that during the day. During the day, all the activities that you do should be directly tied to a customer or a potential customer, to a potential sale. And that's it. You delegate. If you are a small business owner, you can delegate to an employee other things. Or if you're the employee, you've got to focus your attention on only doing things during that 8 to 5, 7 to 5, whatever time frame when businesses are open, that you're focusing your time only on activities that are directly tied to a sale. Potential sale, customer, whatever, demonstrations, all of that. That's the only thing you should be focused on. And then you got to increase the action of those. You need more of those. It's all a numbers game, right? Number three, third way that you can improve your sales. And most people don't do this. Follow up. You got to follow up past clients. You got to follow up current clients. Are they using your product? Are they satisfied with your product? Are they having any problems with your products? Old clients. Why are they an old client? Maybe they don't know that you have a new product line out, a new and improved product line out that they would be perfect for. Why don't they know this? Because you haven't been in contact with them. You haven't followed up with them. You haven't talked to them in over 3 years. Well, guess what? Today could be the day. Pick up the phone and say, hey, I was thinking about you. Send them, you know, some information. Text them out a video. It could be a video of you demonstrating your product or service. Hey, Joe, I haven't talked to you in a while. How are things going? Happy 4th of July. I was thinking about you. We got a new product line. If you want me to come out, I'll follow up with you in the next week or two. If you want me to come out, let's get an appointment together. I think this would be perfect for you. Text it out. Takes you, what was that, 15 seconds maybe? But that could directly be tied to a sale. One little 15-minute free video that you use on your phone could be directly tied to a $5,000 sale or $10,000 sale, a $2 million sale, depending on what your product or service is. You know, how are you following up? The best way, do not send email. How many emails do you get? I probably get 100 emails every day. And it's like, you know, emails are crap. You should be texting them directly. Video's the best way. For me, I've been in the dental business. I've been doing video of myself. Hey, Joe, I know that COVID hit and you still got a couple fillings to do. Let's not let that get any worse. Give us a call so we can get you right in. 8 out of 10 times, 80% of the time it works. They say, oh yeah, I forgot. You know what? I do want to get that done. And they call us and they get in. It's directly tied. It takes me 15 to 20 seconds per video. And I do it personally. I don't just make a generic one. I do it personally. Hey, Cindy. Hey, Mary. Hey, Bobby. You know, you got something to do. What I've been doing on LinkedIn for my coaching business, I talk to them personally, send them a message, and it's not a generic message. It's a, hey, you know, I dig what you're doing, or maybe they did a post or something. Hey, I like what this is. I'd like to have you on my podcast. It's amazing how many people will reach out to you when you offer them an opportunity to talk about themselves. If you have a podcast, if you want to do a video with somebody that you represent, pop in to see them and then splurge it out to all your social media. That's what I've been doing, and the response is crazy. I've only been doing it on Fridays. I'm going to open it up to Mondays and Fridays where I interview different people. It's letting me get to know them. It's allowing them to get to know me and my audience. But it's also a potential networking opportunity that maybe they're in their business, they'll need my products or services. And that's how you expand. But you got to increase your action. You got to delegate things that don't matter and aren't directly tied to a sale. And you got to start following up. You got to start reaching out. You got to start networking with people. They got to know what you do. If something's improved, if something's changed, let people know. Call people that you haven't talked to in a while. I started sending out more newsletters for my dental practice. And, you know, some people were like, you know, unsubscribe me. We're not patients anymore. And it's a good opportunity for me to say, hey, nice talking to you. I hope everything's well. If you need anything, we're here. Most of the time they've moved. But, you know, if you ever come back to the area, please look us up. And then they're like, yeah, oh, we'd love to come in to see you. We just moved. We got new jobs, you know, whatever. Hey, that's great. But I followed up with them, made that connection so that they'll remember me if they do come back. So you got to follow up. Number 4, look for problems. You know, I'm all about being drama-free, okay? However, when you're in business, you want problems because problems equal opportunities. opportunities for you to be the savior, to be a superhero, and for you to go into that company or business or individual and solve the problems. You want to look for a problem, whether it's a current customer, an old customer, or a prospect. You want to know what problem they are having right now today. Could be follow-up. It could be sales training. You know, people are slacking off. Their numbers are down. They need to find where sales are. That's where your company and service might go in and say, hey, we can do some training and do some follow-up skills. You know, we got to get your team back on track. That could be what's going on, right? It's an opportunity for you to go help somebody else. Help these businesses. This is your community we're talking about. Are you going to let a little stupid illness destroy your community? If small businesses go down, big businesses will go down. If big businesses go down, everybody loses. Because there's no transactions. There's no money circulating. Nobody has any money to do anything. Nobody's going to buy a house. Nobody's going to go to a restaurant. Restaurants fail. Then that person and those other people, the employees that have worked there, they don't have money to spend in their communities either. Then the government has everybody under their umbrella. And the government's broke anyway. They're just printing money out of thin air and it's not worth anything. They're devaluing our currency because they're just throwing more at it, which liquefies it and it's not as concentrated as it used to be, right? 10 years ago, you could spend $1,000 and get X amount of things. Now it takes probably $2,000 for the same $1,000 worth of products because it's inflation. Things aren't worth as much. Money is not worth as much over time. So, you know, for you to increase your sales, you gotta look for problems. That's why people come to me. They've got a problem. And even if it's a minute problem, I always thought, oh my God, they're so worried about this stupid front tooth that has this little chip in it. But over the years, I'm like, that person has a problem. It's a big problem to them, even though it really is a small problem. It's an easy problem to fix. I like easy problems to fix. They're easy to take care of. They're happy, you know, to get it done. I now value those little problems because I know that it's a big problem to that person and I am the superhero that can swoop in and fix it for them, right? The fifth way to improve your sales is that you've got to focus your entire team on sales. Now, if you're a small business owner, that means even the secretary, even your delivery guy, everybody should be looking for opportunities and problems that are out there that your company can solve. My employees, my hygienists, they take pictures of people's teeth so that they can see what we're seeing and say, "Ooh, is that what that looks like? Exactly. This is why I want to fix it." I don't even have to convince you of anything. I'm showing you a picture. A picture speaks a thousand words, right? Everybody should be on board with this. Receptionist should be like, hey, I haven't seen you in for a cleaning in 6 months. You're due for that. I know you came in for this other thing, but we need to get you back and make sure nothing else is going on. There you go. Second sale, follow-up sale. What are you doing with other customers? If people are dropping off something, hey, did you know that we started doing this? No, I didn't know that. Boom, second sale. So everybody on your team, if you're a team executive, team leader, you're in corporate, everybody should be focused on sales and doing everything in their power to get in front of somebody that has the money that they're looking for or has the problems that their products or services can solve. So, you know, the name of the game, every business, including myself, we're all in the sales game. You need to get yourself out of behind the wall. People need to know who you are, what you do, and how they can do business with you. You got to make it easy for them. Get more on social media. Start doing educational videos. People love to learn things. People love to know a little tidbit of information, a little clue, a little tip, a little trick that they can use to make more money, to save time, to be a better whatever, a better lover, a better, you know, spouse, a better parent, a better anything, better salesperson, better team player, better leader, better manager. You know, whatever it is that you do, that you sell your product or service, you need to get out there in the world and give people some clues, help them out. When you do that, then their interest is piqued and they want to do more business with you. They want to learn more of your strategies and tips and tricks. And then you've got them in your web. Then you can make them a customer and say, hey, we can really do a deep dive. Let's do a strategy call. Let me come into your company and let's do some training so that we can get things straightened out. Whatever problem that they're having, maybe they've slumped. Maybe, you know, everything's plateaued right now in the economy. How can we get your sales up? This is your chance to solve more problems. But you got to get everybody focused on that. They've got to be directly tied to also doing sales, even if they're just a receptionist or they're a bookkeeper. They're in the accounting department. Has nothing directly to do with sales, but maybe they know people. They have friends and family that they're like, hey, you have a company, or I know you've been struggling. You've been talking about this. You need this training. My company does that. See if you can give them a deal. Everybody wants a deal, especially now with the economy being crazy. People want deals. They want to know that what they're getting is actually more valuable than what their money is. Whether it costs less money or you're just giving them more information or helping them even more. Maybe you throw in some personal service with your product and you follow up with them and you give them guidance on how to use that product instead of just giving it to them, dropping them off and say, there you go. You know, maybe that's how you add your value. And they're like, heck yeah, I'll never buy from anybody else because they follow up with things. They show me exactly how to do it. I remembered leasing a couple of Mercedes. Anytime I went in and picked up my Mercedes, they spent at least 30 minutes with me and they showed me every button. They told me everything that went on. How, if something happens here, this is what you do. And they showed me every feature and benefit of my Mercedes. And when it's time to get another Mercedes, which it will be soon, I'm definitely going to the same place up in Bedford because they know customer service. They give me a product and they give me the service. And so I will buy from them. I'm a loyal customer. And that's what you need to do. Get everybody on board with the same focus. You need to make an exchange. Okay? So let's recap. Five ways to improve sales. Number one, you got to increase your action because right now we're in the trough. We're trying to expand. Remember the business cycle, trough, expansion, peak, and contraction. While we're down up in here, we're trying to get the economy back up, which means you and I have to take more action to help increase the sales. We don't want to plateau. We want to keep moving forward. We want the graph to keep going up. Okay. Number two, you got to delegate. You can't spend your day doing activities that aren't directly tied to a sale. Whether it's a demonstration, some type of meeting, negotiation, networking call, conference call, something that's directly tied to a sale. You can do anything else, any of your paperwork, follow-up paperwork, whatever. You need to do that either before your office hours or after your office hours. During that time, if you're a small business owner, you can delegate all the stuff that's not tied directly to a sale, to a bid, you know, to a call, a demonstration. You have to delegate that to somebody else. You have to be tied directly to a sale. Number three, you got to follow up. Past clients, you got to say, hey, remember me? You having any issues? Current clients, hey, are you using our product or service? How's it going? You having any other issues? Nope, okay. Just, you know, I'm going to send you out a link, video. If you find it useful, give me a call. Number four, you look for problems because problems are opportunities. Mo problems equals mo money. Okay? You're looking for problems. Problems are opportunities for you to swoop in and be the superhero and solve somebody's issues. Number five, you got to focus. Everybody on your team, everybody in your business needs to be focused on driving up sales. Networking, people that they know, so referrals, following up, making calls, making little videos, talking about your business, about your products and sales. Everybody should be on board with this. I don't care if they're a bookkeeper, if they're a receptionist, anybody that's not in the sales department also needs to be in the sales department. Okay? When that happens, you're going to have all kinds of tentacles going out just like an octopus, and you're not going to know where leads are going to come from. You're going to get yourself out there. It's the spider web. It's going to go out and it's going to catch all kinds of stuff because it's really spreading out throughout the community. Our communities need our businesses to be strong, to be profitable, so that those employees and the business itself can consume more products from other businesses. It's a huge web and we're all interrelated. We're all intermingled together. We've got to make sure that our sales are increasing so that our community stays strong. Okay? Speaking of increasing, if you've ever wanted to write a book but you didn't know how, or you said, it just takes too much time, I don't have that kind of time, my friend and mentor, Peggy McCall, is doing a training. She's starting next week live. If you can't do it next week live, you still have taped versions of this training. She tells you how to write a book, different methods of doing it easily and effectively, and also doing it in 26 days or less. She's done it herself. She's had many clients do it herself. I myself are taking the training, and it's not that I don't know how to write a book, because I have and I know how to do it, but I don't know how to do it in 26 days. So that's really the key that I'm looking for. If you're interested in doing it, click on the link and start the training. Go through it with me. If you're interested in any other products, go to the Habit Master store. You can pick up a copy of the Habit Formula. Go to thehabitmaster.com. You can pick up 25 Mindset Ideas. You can pick up the Backward Rule. If you're having problems with your kids, trying to focus them on what good habits they should do, you can pick up the Habit Formula for Parents there. Go to thehabitmaster.com. If you're interested in listening to any more of these podcasts, I have a whole lineup that I put on iTunes and Spotify. Look for the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episode so you don't miss any. Also, go to my YouTube and subscribe to the channel. There's tons of videos there. I always put the podcast there, but there's other videos on there too. And that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Stephanie Aldridge here, and I'm so excited to show you guys what I've been working on during the shutdown. Some of these products on the HabitMaster.com store are new. There's a lot of them that are new, like this Recession Survival Kit. You get a bunch of videos and workbooks and all that stuff. So especially if you've been laid off or furloughed, grab a copy of this. It's only $27. Then you got your coaching area, so I'm going to start a study club soon. But right now you can book a free appointment with me if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, both private and professionally. Then you got your ebooks, you got the Habit Formula, the parenting book, you've got a brand new Backward Rule, which is the ultimate way to hit any target. 7 Laws of the Universe,
101 ways to be recession-proof. If you've been furloughed or whatever, this is part of the recession survival kit, but man, this book has gotten me a lot of money coming in. If you need some motivation or inspiration, I've got the 101 inspirational quotes. If you hate reading, I got you covered. I turned all of my ebooks into audiobooks or videos. So again, habit formula here, backward rule, 101 habit ideas for your kids. How to be more efficient at work. You've got the recession webinar video. 7 Laws of the Universe, recession webinar, if you like just the MP3. You've got 25 mindset activities. 101 ways to be recession-proof right there. Then you've got this area, which is the workbooks and templates area. Again, habit formula, you've got the workbooks here. Backward rule, it'll help you hit your goals. You've got the planner. This is the same planner I use every day. I printed it out at FedEx and made a copy for myself, and I write in it every single day. It helps me to accomplish my goals by doing my to-do list. Then you've got your 25 mindset activities, your task analysis for small business owners, the 101 habit ideas, and the recession-proof workbook. Here, I grouped all of these products into different categories and made premium video courses. You've got your habit formula. This is the personal one. Then this is the professional small business owners one. And then this is for parents, how to teach your kids good habits so they're not bratty teenagers and worthless adults. Then you got the backward rule premium course. And finally, the recession survival kit. These products are meant to help. If you're struggling with something, you're trying to change something, you're trying to improve something, or if you're trying to hit a goal but don't seem to be able to hit it, check out these products and see what resonates with you. Go to, up here, thehabitmaster.com. Again, thehabitmaster.com for more information.